Yeah. Dave Ratu joins us for a kōrero today. Dave is with a Rōpū Kōkiri Ki Tāmaki Makaurau Trust, and he has been a long-time advocate to lessen the impacts, negative impacts, that alcohol availability has in our communities. There are bulkers off licences and on licences in the South Side. Dave's with us today because he's just penned a letter to Andrew Little, of course, who's the Health Minister, talking about the need for more leadership on Māori alcohol-related issues. Thanks for joining us on the program again, Dave. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe tau e ngā kai whakarongo wā te reo iru.
Good to catch up with you again. So you're hoping that Andrew Little can do something about it. Bring us up to speed with your thinking here and why you've challenged him.
I think this is a golden opportunity for Māori to start pushing the buttons that are going to give us control over a lot of the stuff that successive governments have failed at. And alcohol is one of them. Alcohol harm to Māori. And it's not about anti-alcohol. It's about anti-alcohol harm. And Māori, since the 1700s or thereabouts, have been on the receiving end of that unnecessary death or avoidable death and ill health. So what we're doing is we're pressing the minister, especially in the light of the new health reforms going forward, the establishment of the interim Māori Health Authority. And we're saying to the minister, hey, you guys have failed us for a very long time. It's now time that you need to give give it back to us, give it back to Māori. And what I mean by that is because we know the issues that affect our whānau, we need to now take control of that because you guys have just failed us. So we're pushing that because right now they're trying to figure out, well, where the heck do they put all these different health issues? And we're saying, put alcohol harm, both the treatment and the prevention, put it under the new Māori Health Authority. Not with Ministry of Health, not with any other agency, put it under the Māori Health Authority. That way there, what that gives, that allowed, then we can exercise mana motuhake. We take control of it. And, you know, we're not the only one saying that. Lady Tūreiti Moxham said the same thing in the priority one of the Waitangi Tribunal hearing, and we're following up. We've been saying the same thing for quite some time, so we want control back. Te Māori, nā te Māori, mō te Māori.
Okay, so the Māori Health Authority will provide some impetus and opportunity here. At the moment, you've also got the local government issue that allows licences within communities as well. So there's quite a few balls need juggling initially, but ultimately you want to see us taking more control so we can minimise the harm that alcohol is causing. What would be the situation regarding local government decision making?
What we're pushing for in the letter to the minister is that Māori have either. This is not actually spelled out in detail, but what we're saying is we have veto rights. So applications will go to a Māori Rōpū who will consider applications alongside the district licensing committee. But if the Māori Rōpū says, oh no, kahore, not another one's going to go into Ōtaro or Manurewa or Māngere, then that's what happens. I can't see that getting through, to be quite frank. However, what we are saying is that the current system at local government level in terms of the district licensing committees is stacked against Māori. You've got people, you've got commissioners coming in from outside of South Auckland making decisions as to whether it's appropriate to have another licensed premise in high Māori populated areas. We say that's wrong. We say that's absolutely wrong. That's not showing equity at all. So we're saying, oh, no, we need to have a bigger say in this. We need to have a bigger say in this. So we're also hoping that our Waitangi Tribunal claim, which we just lodged recently in the Justice Ministry inquiry, that we're going to be given the opportunity, well, we're going to be saying the same thing there, that, you know, this is, Māori are just up against it all the way through the whole system. We're up against it. So we're saying, no, we need to be at the table. either you it floats past, applications come past a Māori rōpū before it gets to the district licensing committee, or we make up the majority on the district licensing committee.
Interesting. What have you noted about lockdown? I mean, alcohol purchases at supermarkets are flying out the door, and there appears to be plenty of people relying on the drink to get through this lockdown experience.
Oh yeah, you know, it was pretty bad. I mean, I'll give you an example. Bottle stores in the last lockdown actually were considered an essential service, and yet Māori ministers, Pirihi, they weren't considered essential service when our whānau were either dying or had died. They weren't allowed out. I mean, you tell me what's wrong with that picture. Alcohol, and I know here from where I'm living, that alcohol, you go shopping, oh my gosh, and you see the trundlers just full of booze.
Would you like to see that change? Do you think a Māori Health Authority would question the value in allowing supermarkets to retail booze?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've got a monopoly, supermarkets, you know, and when applications come are renewed with in particular supermarkets, yeah, if you take them on, you're up against not only them, but you're up against their wealth, and there's just no way in the world that we can compete with that at all. So absolutely, I mean, that has to be looked at. It's one thing that the agencies have. The reporting agencies have looked at, and I've got to say that some of them have really fought the good fight, but you're up against it. I mean, I guess I'm very lucky that one of our kaimahi, our tumu whakarai, James Yallop, who has extensive experience in that, you know, he's looking at ways that we can actually address that. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Māori Health Authority, with the support of Māori, can make this work. But at the end of the day, it's the ministers who sit in those roles. I won't say who they are, but I can tell you that two of the two members of the interim authority have already indicated that they support what we're actually saying in the letter. They actually come out and said that. So what I want to do now is for pressure to be applied to the minister, saying, hey, yeah, this needs to, alcohol harm to Māori needs to be parked up in the new Māori Health Authority. That's where it needs to go.